been a lot of reactions to the announcement earlier this week that the U.S. and Canada have agreed on the terms of a new trade agreement that would replace NAFTA. That would be the North American Free Trade Agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. It was signed back in the 1990s, and now NAFTA is set to be replaced.
With an incredible new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement called U.S.-MCA. It sort of just works. MCA. U.S.-MCA. And that'll be the name, I guess, that 99% of the time we'll be hearing, U.S.-MCA. Has a good ring to it.
Does it, though?
Uzmaka? Uzmaika?
Oh, God.
Uzmoka.
Yeah. USMCA stands for U.S., Mexico, Canada. And in fact, coming up with alternative names for the new NAFTA was one of our favorite reactions that other people had. I thought one of the best ideas, Stacey, was to rearrange the letters of the countries to C-A-M-U-S or Camus after the French philosopher, you know?
What do you think an existential trade policy would look like?
Full of ennui? I don't know.
Yes, aujourd'hui, mama est morte.
Yeah, what she said. Because, you know, a lot of other people were also just like, oh, there's a new NAFTA? Did we really have to?
Oh, my God. That's actually really clever, but I just, wow.
Actually, by a lot of other people, I meant just me.
But since this is the indicator from Planet Money, you know, we kind of have to.
We did. New NAFTA, we have to.
I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. Today on the show, three even more substantive reactions to the new trade deal agreed earlier this week.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Grow with Google. From coding to IT support, Grow with Google is helping Americans across the country learn new skills for the digital age. Learn more and get started at google.com/grow. Support also comes from Capital One. Capital One's indicator is zero because they offer accounts with zero fees or minimums, and they offer accounts that can be opened from anywhere in 5 minutes. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Capital One N.A.
So three reactions to the new NAFTA, or the USMCA, or whatever you want to call it. Reaction number one, this deal probably doesn't represent a huge dramatic change to the way that these countries trade with each other. The USMCA keeps in place that basic NAFTA framework where these countries are mostly trading goods with each other without tariffs for free trade.
Yeah, and we say only that the deal probably isn't a big change because deals like this include hundreds of pages of really dense prose. So it will take time for companies to figure out exactly how the deal affects them. So what can we say the deal does? Let's go through a few of those changes.
First, it puts in place new regulations on how cars can be built in all three countries. And those regulations will probably make cars a little more expensive. So specifically, the deal says that more of the value of a car has to come from parts that were made inside of the three countries. And what that means is that fewer parts of a car can be imported from other parts of the world, like China or Europe or Japan. And the deal also says that some workers in the auto sector have to be paid a certain amount and be guaranteed certain rights. And if any of these rules is violated in making the car, then a tariff will be applied to that car when it's traded from one of the three countries to another.
Second, the deal extends the intellectual property rights for companies that make biologic drugs. And I'm not going to lie here, I don't really know what these are, okay? But they include drugs like Humira and some other ones, and they are apparently made from living organisms or something like that. We're not a science show. We're not a science
We're
show.
Definitely okay? Not a science show. That's true.
And so it'll take longer before the generic versions of these drugs can be sold, which means that the prices of some drugs will be higher for a little bit longer.
Third, the deal includes new rules for trading in things that you buy on the internet, like ebooks and music. And this was really necessary because when NAFTA was written back in the 1990s, these were not yet big commercial items.
Yeah, and to be honest, the deal also does a whole bunch of other things that we just don't have time to get into. But the overall takeaway is that it is probably going to come as a relief to people who worried that President Trump would take the United States out of NAFTA without a replacement, and that trade between the three countries of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada would then really suffer. So the president himself kind of introduced that uncertainty, and the president himself has now ended the uncertainty, again, at least for now.
So that is reaction number one. With a few exceptions, the USMCA is basically an updated version of NAFTA. Reaction number two. The USMCA also might have something to do with the Trump administration's ongoing trade war with China. We got a hint of this from Larry Kudlow, who is President Trump's National Economic Council director. In fact, it was not even really a hint. I don't know if this counts as a hint.
No, way more than a hint.
He kind of came out and said it. Kudlow was talking with Fox News after the USMCA was announced, and he referenced not just this deal, but also the fact that the U.S. is actively pursuing trade deals with Japan and the European Union.
If you put all this together, new fresh trade talks with the EU and Japan, newly completed USMCA in North America. You've got pretty much now a united front amongst the major allies. I've always felt this would be a trade coalition of the willing to send a message to China that they've got to shape up and start behaving like a citizen in the new world of trading, which they have broken time and time again.
In fact, our old friend Soumaya Keynes over at The Economist magazine, she's been on the show a few times before.
She's the best.
Yeah, and she noticed a kind of vague clause in the USMCA that says that there could be negative consequences if one of the three countries, the US, Mexico, or Canada, negotiates a trade deal with a non-market country. And that non-market country probably means China.
Your run-of-the-mill non-market country.
Yeah.
And the idea here is that the U.S. has a much more antagonistic trading relationship with China because, from the Trump administration's point of view, China has stolen the technology of American companies. It has artificially tinkered with its currency to make American goods more expensive in China and has also given Chinese companies an unfair advantage when selling their goods to Chinese people.
And that is not just the U.S. opinion, by the way, of what China has done. Other countries agree with the U.S. And so one motivation behind the USMCA and these other trade deals is that the Trump administration might be setting up relationships like trading blocks that can then negotiate with China. A way to say to China, hey, look, all of us, we got our rules in place. And if you want to keep trading with us, you got to follow them, too. It's worth noting, by the way, that if this is what ends up happening, if in fact the Trump administration does put together these kinds of trading blocks, then that would in some ways be similar to how the Obama administration also approached trade with China. It just maybe isn't what people expected from President Trump.
So that is reaction number two. USMCA is partly about C-H-I-N-A.
Nice.
Well, you know. Reaction number three. If the USMCA gets passed by Congress, which has not happened yet, would it be the end of NAFTA as a political issue? So normally we don't get into politics. We are an economic show, and that is a pleasure.
Yes, it is.
That
thank
is a
God.
Pleasure. It's not really our thing. But in this case, the politics really does overlap with the economics. And Cardiff
yes.
has a pet theory
yeah.
that he wants to introduce.
I just had yeah. to. I kind of insisted on this.
Lay it out for us, Garcia. What's
just,
going on?
Just speculation. I can't back it up. But hear me out. So President Trump has a base of support that obviously includes a lot of people who have believed his line that NAFTA was a terrible deal and that they had been ripped off by it. But now the president is saying that the USMCA is a great deal for everyone, that the problems from NAFTA have been solved by this deal he just negotiated to replace NAFTA. And President Trump obviously has credibility with his own populist base in a way that Democrats and mainstream Republicans don't. So his base is probably going to believe him that, yes, this is a good deal. And that means that there might not be much of a constituency left to push for another big renegotiation of trade between the U.S. and Canada and Mexico. So if this deal does end up getting passed by Congress, then the issue of trade between the countries of North America might actually be settled for a while. And by a while, I mean for 16 years, which is when the USMCA expires, and we have to go through all this again, unless it is extended.
Uzmaka Sweet 16.
Hey.